Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, right here on the Hype 87.3, man. Shout out to everybody tuned in, checked in. It has been a busy day over here at the Hype. Listen, we got a superstar from Florida checking in. He goes by the name of Meezy Swerve. What's going on, family? How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, man, listen, I appreciate you taking some time with us tonight. I had the opportunity to connect with your family here recently. It was a pleasure to meet everybody. So thank you for being with us tonight.
For sure. I'm here.
I know that's right. Definitely. Well, listen, let's just jump right on into it. Go ahead and give us that official introduction of Meezy Swerve.
You know, man, it's Meezy Swerve. I've been rapping probably about 2 years. I'm from Cuba, Florida. Just trying to make a way, man.
That's what's up, man. Definitely. And, you know, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with your brother a couple nights ago. And, you know, we talked about Sebring. And I just want to touch on it a little bit from your aspect. You know, what was it like growing up in Sebring, Florida for you?
For me, I used to play basketball. So it was more of a basketball for me for real.
Sports was always it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
About how old were you when you started playing basketball?
My pops say I was about like one, but you know, I don't really know. But
you was a youngin'.
Yeah, I was a youngin' for sure.
Do you still hoop?
No, I don't hoop no more. I put that down.
Okay. What made you decide not to play no more?
This thing is gonna go on my way for real, you know?
Yeah.
Got hurt and everything.
Yeah, that can be a little discouraging when you injure yourself because you know, I don't think oftentimes the bounce back game is not always as strong as we want it to be. You know, once we injure ourselves, things are kind of never really the same after that,
right?
So being from Florida, for people who don't know, Sebring is kind of like in the middle of the state, you know, maybe a couple hours, less than 2 hours from Tampa, where I'm from. So what is the music scene like out in your city? Was it anything within your city that inspired you to do music, or, you know, is the music scene not popping like that? Talk to us about it.
It's a couple people that's rapping, for sure, that's rapping here in Sebring, or yeah. Harris County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're one of them. Making moves.
For sure.
Definitely. That is dope. You know, growing up out there, you know, you played basketball. When did you decide that you wanted to, I know you said you've been rapping for about 2 years, but was it prior to that that you started kind of, you know, dabbling in it? Or was it 2 years ago you started and you went full force with it?
Yeah. Probably about like 4 years ago, I used to freestyle. Like, I just used to chill with the guys and just freestyle for real. And then I just kept on doing that. And then one day they told me I need to get in the studio. And then I got in the studio and then I just kept doing that after.
Man, and you've got a really unique sound. You know, I've had the opportunity to check out your Brett Favre record, which we're going to listen to here in a little bit. You have a very, very unique sound, which I like that because, you know, oftentimes artists, you know, try to imitate or sound like other artists. How did you develop the sound that you're producing today? Is it just natural for you?
I ain't gonna lie, when I first started rapping, I ain't like my sound. I ain't like my sound. I just kept on rapping, I guess, man. Just found my sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, definitely I'm a fan of it. I love the sound that you're delivering and the music that you're putting out now. Going back to 2 years ago when you first started rapping, you know, what was it really? I know you said you were freestyling and your people said get in the studio, but what was it within you that said, you know what, I think I need to do this?
To be honest. Cause like, for real, like it ain't nothing to do down here. So like, you know, like the music industry, like it gets you, like you go places. You know what I mean? Like new things in your life, experience new things, and I like all that. So
yeah,
and I like music. You know what I mean? So yeah,
definitely. When you were freestyling, were you like literally able to come up with stuff right off the top of your head?
Something like that.
Because that is a skill set right there. I can't think that fast. Like, for real, I've always admired freestylers that can just come up with stuff. What about on the writing side? Did you ever start writing once you started rapping, or are you more of a freestyle punch in when you're in the studio?
Yeah, for sure. When I first started, I used to write in my notes, but now I just straight punch in now.
Yeah.
I feel like when you punch in, it gives off a better vibe.
Nah, for real. It comes out more organic as a rapper.
Yeah.
Definitely. Are there other genres that you're interested in tapping into? Like, you know, your brother's a singer. He does R&B. Are you at all interested in tapping into other music genres?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I like all types of music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, personally, I don't think I could be a singer, so I just leave that up to my brother.
You guys are like the dynamic duo. He sings, you rap. I love it.
Yeah.
Have you and he have you guys collabed and done a record together?
Yeah. We got a record out.
What is the title of it so people can go check it out?
It's called The Comeback.
The Comeback. That is dope. That is really, really dope. Now, going back to over these last 2 years since you started releasing music on the platforms, how many songs have you put out?
I didn't put out a lot of songs.
Yeah. Too many to count?
Yeah, too many to count.
That means you're working. How often are you in the studio recording new music?
I mean, I got a studio at the crib.
Okay. That's even better.
Yeah, so I'm in there every day, for real.
Yeah, you find yourself in there every day, man. That is dope. You know, are you always in there recording music, or are you sometimes just in there vibing out, listening to some of your own music to see if this is what the next song you want to put out? What are some of the things you're doing when you're in your home studio?
I mean, I listen to beats sometimes, you know. I obviously make music, and I like listening to my music in the studio.
Yeah. So you record yourself. Do you send it out to be mixed and mastered, or is that something you're doing as well?
Yeah, I send it out, or I just, I send it out, yeah.
Okay, that is dope. But I think that's really dope that you have a setup at your crib. That way, that cuts out you having to spend money on studio time. You can take your time with it. You can, like you said, you can be in there every day, all day if you want to, and not be on someone else's watch.
Yeah, that's so.
Man, I heard you say that you listen to beats while you're in there. Let's talk about that a little bit. When it comes to you listen to different beats, whether you're searching online or maybe producer send you a beat pack, what type of beat typically catches your attention? Are you more into like 808s, more melodic? What do you like?
I really like the real vibe type beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I just like a real vibe.
Yeah.
Like a good vibe to it.
Yeah. You know it when you hear it because you feel it.
Yeah. I know it when I hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, you catch that feeling to it. Let's talk about your creative process. We'll say Meezy Swerve sitting in studio. You listen to some beats, and that one particular beat comes on that you catch that vibe with. How does the song start coming together? Do you come up with the hook first? Do you start putting the lyrics together? Like, I know you said you freestyle and punch in, but how does the actual creation come together when you hear the beat that's the one you want to record on?
To be honest, I just get to rapping. I just get to rapping, you know what I mean?
Comes so naturally, right?
Yeah.
That is dope. On average, how long does it take you to record one song?
I'd say probably about like 2 hours, hour and a half.
Okay. So you're taking your time with it, not rushing the process, but you can get through it fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
That is dope, man. I love that. I love hearing everybody's story of how they create their music, because everybody has a little bit different. Do you write at all anymore? Like, do you ever sit down and write?
I mean, sometimes, but not really, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you like that more organic, in the studio type vibe.
Yeah, I like that punching in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, over these last 2 years, have you been focusing on releasing singles, or have you put out an EP, album, or mixtape?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been thinking about releasing a little mixtape, but I've just been dropping straight singles.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great way to build the buzz up, you know, around your name, your brand, and build the anticipation for a full body of work.
For sure.
Do you have a lot of unreleased music in the vault?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
If you had to take a guess.
Like, I feel like my I feel like my unreleased music is my best music.
Is your best music. Okay. If you had to take a guess, how many records would you say that you have unreleased right now?
Unreleased. Like you saying without like light. Yeah. Or just like all.
Yeah, all together. How many are sitting right now, like on your hard drive, that could be potentially be released?
I'd say a good probably about like 150.
Wow, you got a lot of music.
Yeah. But I ain't saying I like all them though.
Right, understood. Yeah, I mean, understood. So yeah, some of them records may not make it out.
Yeah.
Understood. How do you pick and choose? Like with you having so many records, like how do you pick and choose which one is going to be the one that comes out next?
I don't know. Sometimes it'd be hard because sometimes it'd be the song what you don't like. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So I just pick and choose and I ask for other people's opinion.
Absolutely. I hear that from a lot of artists. They say that the song that they feel like is not going to do anything ends up being the one that does the most.
Yeah, facts.
Which of your songs that you have released has gotten the most attention?
I say a song I did a feature with one of my homies.
What's the title of the record?
Fear No Evil.
Fear No Evil. Okay, and who's the feature?
Freak. It was two people on there. Freak and Nuke.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys did a collaborative song, or you were a feature on it?
Yeah. We made a feature.
That is
well,
dope.
We all collabed on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's kind of dope because when you got three people on a record, now you got three different people's fan bases tuning in. So it's going to gain a lot of traction.
Yeah, fact.
That is dope. That is really, really dope. What was the most recent record that you put out? Is it the Brett Favre single?
No, I didn't put that one. It was a comeback with my brother.
Okay. Is Brett Favre officially on the platform yet or do we have an exclusive?
No, it ain't not yet.
Oh, so we got the exclusive.
Official date coming. Yeah, official date coming soon.
Okay, so they got to stay tuned. So we're going to let them hear an unreleased record tonight. That's exciting.
for sure.
Let's talk about your name. Where did Meezy Swerve come from? Who gave you that name?
And a lot of my auntie used to call me Shameezy. So I just got Meezy, and I just came up with the Swerve, put that together, Meezy Swerve.
I like it. That is dope. Coming up with a name is important because you want to figure out something that nobody else has, but something that's still catchy and rememberable. And you nailed that with your name.
Appreciate that.
Definitely. In your city, I know you said that, you know, the music scene isn't huge out there. Are there platforms going on in your city where artists can get involved, whether it be for performances or, you know, any type of networking events, or do you have to leave your city in order to attend those type of events?
I mean, it's a couple shows here and there, but if you want to really network, yeah, you're going to have to get out of Seaver.
Yeah. Where do you typically go? Do you go south to like Miami or do you head north or where do you usually go if you're going to, you know, tap in with some events in Florida?
I really go like Miami or Orlando.
Yeah, definitely. That is really dope. Yeah. What about music visuals? Do you got any videos out that people can go check out?
For sure. Meezy Swerve on YouTube.
Okay. So they can go check out Meezy Swerve. Now, is it Meezy Swerve like one all together or is it two separate words?
It's Meezy Swerve all together.
All together. Okay. So anybody tuned in, checked in, go to his YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, check out some of the videos, go ahead and give him a thumbs up. You know, these independent artists, they depend on that type of stuff, you know, to build up their analytics and be able to get their YouTube monetized. That's the goal.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. Overall, these last 2 years, you've been really taking this music business seriously. What are you enjoying the most about being a music artist?
What I enjoy the most? I say just getting out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just going different places, performing, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Music videos.
Sounds like kind of pretty much everything that you do is just, it's exciting for you. Is this a real passion for you? Is doing music an absolute passion for you?
Yes, man. I love music. Yeah.
I love it. Who would be a dream collab for you?
A drink collab, I say Hot Boy or LOE Shimmy.
What is it about these artists that would make you want to work with them? Is it their hustle, their sound?
Just both, for real. They sound, for real. I just love their sound.
Yeah, definitely. We got to manifest that, make it happen.
For sure.
Absolutely. So you will potentially be working on a full body of work that could be released, what, sometime maybe later this year? I know you've got a bunch of music in the vault ready to go.
Yeah, sometime this year. Okay. I'm a little tape gonna drop.
Okay. You don't have to tell us if you came up with what the name is, but have you thought of any names for the project yet?
Yeah, I've been thinking of some names.
Okay. You ain't got to tell us. We got to keep that and keep it secret, you know? Got to keep some stuff to yourself because you know how people are out here. They be trying to copy, you know? We ain't trying to do all that.
All right.
Until the actual artwork drops, they don't need to know what it is.
Right.
So what is your experience like when you come out of town, like up here to Atlanta? You know, you guys were up here recently. You know, what is that experience like for you as an artist traveling to bigger cities?
Well, it's a great experience, for real. You get to meet new people, everything, see new things, everything.
Yeah. You got to do the traveling from the basement with the big OG. What was that like?
Yeah, traveling from the basement, that was smooth. Yeah, that was smooth for sure.
Definitely.
And then, you know, down here in Cedar, we ain't got no eats. So in the A, they got dumb eats. So, oh, yeah.
That is dope. That's dope.
Yeah, we got no eats in Cedar.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Do you think that you'll ever move from your city and move elsewhere? Or do you think you find yourself staying there?
No, I'm going to move for sure Monday.
You said that quick. You're like, no, I'm moving for sure one day. Do you think you'll stay in Florida or you'll move somewhere else?
No, I'll probably stay in Florida.
Maybe Miami, perhaps?
Maybe.
We'll see when that time comes. Because Miami's dope, but the only thing that scares me about Miami is they be getting hit with them doggone hurricanes.
They do, though.
For real. Definitely. Let's take it to the personal side a little bit. When you're not in the studio creating music, what else do you enjoy doing? Like, what else makes you happy in life that you can do outside of music?
Just chill with the guys, for real.
Yeah.
Chill with the guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be on the game.
What do you play?
I play Warzone, 2K. Yeah.
Is it kind of like a stress relief for you? Like, you know, like a little bit of mental therapy, being able to do that and kind of take your mind off the world for a little while?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And when I'm on the game with the guys and just chatting it up with them.
Man, absolutely. That's some of the best times right there, right? Just with you and your partners chopping it up, playing games. Like, that's probably some of the best times, and you create some of the best memories like that as well.
For real, though.
Definitely. The guys that are in your immediate circle, are any of them artists as well?
I mean, they don't want to claim they are, but they rap for sure.
Yeah. So you are the one that's really taking it the most serious at this point in time?
Yes, ma'am.
That is dope. Have any of them ever gotten to your studio and actually attempted to record a record?
Yeah, all the time.
What is that experience like for them saying that they ain't really artists, but they're in there recording? Does the session usually go well?
Yeah, it go well sometimes. Most of the time it do.
Okay.
But sometimes they come around playing around.
Just having fun with it.
Yeah.
When you're in that studio and you're about to record a record and you are in your moment, you're in your vibe, what are like a couple must-haves? Because some people like to have certain things with them in the studio to catch a vibe. What is it for you?
Oh, I got to have that drink with me.
What you drinking on? Clear or brown?
I like that clear.
Okay. Patron, anything in particular?
I like that. That Patron, that Espino.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That brown put me down.
For real, though. Most definitely. Yeah. So catch a vibe. That's dope. Okay. Anything else that is like a must-have for you when you're in your zone in the studio?
Really just that drink, for real.
Okay. Little something to sip on.
And a good vibe. I got to have that vibe. It can't be no bad vibes and Yoda.
That is facts. We slick need that in life, period. You know, protect our peace. That's important, right?
Yeah, that.
There's some weirdos out here.
Bro.
There are some weird folks out here. Do you feel like as a music artist, I know you're, you know, a couple years in, so you've, you know, probably developed some fans along the way. Do you feel like you're completely understood as an artist?
What you mean by that?
Like, example, I feel like I'm a radio personality and I have a very strong personality, right? So people have this misconception that I'm mean, and I'm like, I'm not mean. I'm just matter of fact. I got a loud voice because this is what I do. So I feel like I'm somewhat misunderstood. Do you feel like as an artist in the, maybe the music you're creating and how you present yourself, you're fully understood, or do you feel like you're slightly misunderstood?
I feel like it could go both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, depending on who the person is, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the people who misunderstand, just keep it moving, right? That is dope. That is really, really dope. Let's talk a little bit about this record. It's called Brett Favre. Tell us the concept or the idea that you had in your mind when you put this record together.
You know, I think I was in my studio and I was just punching in, going bar for bar.
Yeah. Who produced it? Who made the beat?
I forget his name.
Someone you connected with online?
Yeah,
definitely. That's how I think most artists today are meeting the producers, is through social media or maybe YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. This particular producer who made this beat on the Brett Favre record, have you recorded on their any of their other beats as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what other songs are they out already?
I think one of them out with the song is called Doubt It Me.
Okay, got it. Most definitely. So we'll have to circle back later on and figure out who that producer is so we can give them a shout out.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. What else do you have in the works, you know, maybe outside of music? Is there other business ventures that you are looking to get into or already into?
I want to get into clothing.
Okay.
I could get in like that. Houses, selling houses.
That's a big one right there.
And everything go left. My pops, he got a little a truck business. He deliver cars.
Okay, now that is a great business. That's a lucrative business.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Is it throughout the state of Florida, or does he go beyond that?
He used to go throughout like everywhere, but now he just stands for it.
Yeah, definitely. A little bit closer to home makes it easier.
Right.
Okay, so that's something that interests you to potentially get in that same type of business that your pops is in.
Yes, ma'am.
That is dope. One thing about the trucking business, it's never going to go away because something always needs to be moved. Like you said, whether it's cars, freight, something needs to be moved, you know, around the state, around the U.S. So that's a lucrative business. And you mentioned real estate as well. Are you looking to maybe like flip houses, buy and sell houses?
Yeah, flip them, yeah.
That's another great business to get into. Definitely. Is that something you think you'll definitely pursue, you know, maybe in the next few years?
Most likely.
Yeah, I love it.
Most likely.
That is dope. So you got some big exciting things on the way. Anything else that you said the merch. Let's talk about that. So you want to develop your own clothing line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Again, you don't have to tell us what, but have you thought about some ideas as far as like the branding and the logo and, you know, any slogans and stuff
that? Yeah, for sure.
Got all that in play. Definitely. That's something you could jump off, you know, fairly quickly, you know, because there's a lot of people out here that where you can do what's called print on demand to start out, where you don't have to have like piles and piles of, you know, merch sitting in your house. You know, you can go through companies to do print on demand and then later on maybe have like an actual manufacturing place when it blows up to that level.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. That is big. Do you have any like, you know, merch that you've, you know, like kind of a mock-up per se, like where you've had shirts made or anything like that? Or is that something that's still in the works?
No, I ain't have nothing made yet. I mean, I got a shirt of like me.
Yeah.
Me on.
Okay. That is dope.
Like, nothing like I made for real, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we'll just say coming soon. How about that?
Coming soon,
man. What else do you have in the works right now? You know, I know you got music always in the works. You know, you're in the studio a lot. You said later on this year we can anticipate a project coming out. Is there other things that you're working on that we need to be in tune with?
So I'm always be dropping soon. You know what I mean? Some more drops.
Yeah.
Some more new features on the way.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. Any features that you can name, or is that secret?
That's a little secret right now.
Okay. Respect. Understood. I respect it. Definitely. So on the digital platforms, you got several songs out there. Where can people follow you on like your Instagram and stuff? That way they can stay in tune with new music that's coming out.
Yeah, all social media is MeezySwerve, MeezySwerv.
Definitely. Absolutely. Any anticipation of putting a website together, MeezySwerve.com?
Oh, yes, I already got a website.
Oh, you do? Okay, you already on it. So is it MeezySwerve.com?
Yes, ma'am.
That's dope. That's dope. So people can go there and check out some of your work, maybe your videos and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, do you keep it pretty up to date?
Yeah, it's all today, all up today.
Okay, dope. All right, so you guys heard that, MeezySwerve.com. I'm impressed. I love that. I love when artists have their own website because I tell them these social platforms, we don't own them. We're just kind of renting real estate from them, and they can take it away from us. But when you have a website, nobody can take that from you. That's yours.
Facts.
Definitely. Any shout-outs you want to give before we check out this record, people you want to show some love to?
Shout-out my dude. Shout-out my pop. Shout out CJ, shout out Wiz, shout out everybody, man.
Yeah. And shout out to yourself.
Yeah, shout out to the haters, man.
Right, exactly. Hey, we welcome them. We welcome all that. Definitely. When are you guys going to be back out here in Atlanta? You have any plans coming back out here again anytime soon?
Yes, I think we're supposed to. Sometime next month or sometime soon.
Okay, sure. Cool. Well, definitely. Your mom and I, we've been chatting. You know, we've been having some great conversations. So her and I will stay connected so that way I know when to anticipate you guys coming back out here. Maybe we can link up. That'll be dope.
Yeah, my girl.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and get into this record. Listen, this record is hard. Brett Favre, man. Thank you for being with us tonight. I appreciate MeezySwerve checking in, but we're about to get into this record. Can you go ahead and introduce it for us?
Yes, man. MeezySwerve, Brett Favre, man. So finna drop soon.
Hey, that's right. It's on release. We got a exclusive over here. Y'all check it out. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. Hey, listen, I love breaking records. When this record goes platinum, I need a plaque. How about that?
For sure.
I need that plaque to hang in the studio. OG Bigger Ranking got a bunch of plaques. I only got one, so I need you to be my second plaque. Is that a deal?
I got you.
Man, listen, thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight, sharing your journey with us. You know, I'm excited to have you on the line, but we're about to get into this record. He already gave us an introduction, so we're going to drop it. Brett Favre, let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Fuck you, high tech. I hate you.
Look, they see it in me, and I believe that I could take this far. I hop right up on the mic, going in on every bar. My foot stay pedal to the metal, hope I don't wreck this car. I be high as hell, I feel I already reached the stars. Had to talk with my dog, he say, watch how you play your cards. Niggas hanging down a kid, but still gonna beat the odds. Been through so much in my past, that shit done left me scarred. Always been the type to keep it real from the very start. I play it cool, don't do too much, I just play my part. Don't come around my way, cause what with you when times is hard? I'm calling plays out here for real like QB wearing Brett Favre. They threw me in the game, the only words was you in charge. I'm tired of slipping up, it's time for me to catch a grip. You take these hoes serious, you tripping, they fuck off the rip. See, I'm doing better now, but they can't catch this drift. I'm all about my butts, if he ain't on that, then nigga dip. No time to kick, we trying to beat the clock, yeah, that's for real. Ain't got no 9 to 5, but still out here getting TD bills. I can roll more than the coast, I love to smoke and chill. I wake up still ain't even sober, I be high as hell. They see it in me, and I believe that I could take this far. I hop right up on the mic, going in on every bar. My foot stay pedal to the metal, hope I don't wreck this car. I be high as hell, I feel I already reached the stars. Had to talk with my dog, he say, watch how you play your cards. Niggas hanging down a kid, but still gonna beat the odds. Been through so much in my past, that shit done left me scarred. Always been the type to keep it real from the very start.